At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
It's the Burt Show.
Good morning, Brooks. You are on the Burt Show. Hi.
Hey, Burt.
Hi.
I just wanted to know how Stacy's doing with not smoking.
My wife, Stacy, quit smoking cold turkey on her 40th birthday, which was in the middle of May. And I told you guys that she was struggling and struggling and struggling with this thing up until the day that she decided that was it. And she hasn't picked up a cigarette since.
Good for her. That's awesome.
Yeah, she said the routine is still difficult. Like, she used to have a cigarette with, like, her morning cup of coffee or something, or when she specifically went out with a couple of her wine-drinking friends. That's when it gets really tough. But she has not picked up a cigarette since, Brooks.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's
proud
good
of
to
her.
Hear.
Very proud of her. My wife is like that, man. Javi, I think you got some of that in you, too. You know, like...
I don't know about that.
But, like, when you're ready, like... To me, you're still like sort of dabbling in it when you party a little bit, which means that you're not really ready. But once I think you sort of go over that wall, there's no going back for you.
I think, I don't know. I think I'm a little more wishy-washy than your wife is. I wish I could be that way. I wish I could be as definitive and of a decision maker as she is. I waver back and forth a little bit. I can't decide sometimes what I feel like doing.
You can't even decide if you're a person that wavers back and forth.
Exactly. I reserve the right to change my mind.
Well, woman doesn't.
Here, Burt Show.
Let's get Laura on here. Laura, I believe, has an ex that sort of just won't go away. We've talked about this kind of situation for a long time, you know? Hey, Laura, good morning. You're on The Voice Disguiser. So what's going on with the ex here?
Well, first of all, my dad is a pastor.
Mm-hmm.
Just preface that. And he's a church person for the most part.
Okay.
And we've been together on and off for about 10 years. We tend to just hook up when nothing else was going on. Not a big deal.
You're talking about Jake's boyfriend, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not her dad.
Yeah, not her dad.
Just saying.
Oh,
it wasn't much of a transition there. I just want to make sure.
Yeah.
Hey, you
I'm
never
glad
know.
You made that clear.
He is
a, confused.
He is a pastor.
Stop,
so.
Jeff.
All right, so just so I have it clear up to this point, that this ex is basically your booty call.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, so now let's talk about your pastor dad.
Pastor dad, not master dad.
Pastor.
Pastor. And that she is, by definition, a preacher's daughter.
Right,
yes.
Okay. It's all coming together now. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's troublesome. Well, when we first started getting together, I told him, you know, once we go here, you cannot go back, and he's off limits to you now. But all of a sudden... I go to my parents' house one weekend, and I see his phone number written down.
Uh-huh.
And I make some discreet inquiries and find out he's knocked up some new girl, and they're going to get married, and they want my dad to do the wedding.
He's knocked up a new girl.
Knocked her up. I like your spirit, girl. I like your spirit. All right, so he's getting married now, and he called your dad directly to officiate.
Yes.
But you're not supposed to know about it because you were snooping around and found the information.
Yeah, I'm not supposed to know.
Okay.
But it turns out that the girl doesn't want to marry him. And
okay.
They're having, like, my dad's basically trying to talk her into marrying him, which is stupid just because she's pregnant. I mean, that's dumb.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that my dad should marry them because my dad does know that there was some kind of relationship there between... the boy and I.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like they both kind of railroaded me, and I need to know if I should confront my dad and be like, don't marry them, or if I should just pretend like I don't know anything.
1-877-588-BERT, B-E-R-T, 1-877-588-2378.
Well, pardon me for pointing out the obvious, but you don't really have anything to do with any of it.
Well, I would say that, except the way they're planning on getting married is to show up at church one Sunday and then have it directly afterward.
Okay.
And my mom has been sick for a while, so I've been having to play the piano at church. Okay. So they're going to expect me to sit up there and
be part of the ceremony.
Yeah, and I'll watch that.
Okay. See, I think this is a slam dunk. I think you just got to talk to your dad about it. Like, if he knew the back history of the whole thing, I don't think he would have ever agreed to say yay to it.
So, I've lived in a couple different states over the past 10 years, and that's part of the reason we never did anything more than just, you know, I'm here for a long weekend, let's get together.
Mm-hmm.
But they would bring him to see me occasionally. So they knew that something was going on. We'd always deny it, but they knew.
Now, it seems to me like it'd be an easy conversation to say, Dad, look, whenever the ceremony's about to take place, I just, that Sunday, I cannot be on, you know, on the organ or the piano. I forgot what you said you play. However, shut up, Jeff. But however, God, you got to make sure, though, your motivation is correct. Is it because of that you don't want to be part of the ceremony, or you don't want him to get married?
He can get married. That's fine. But I think a justice of the peace would be a better suited option in this case than my daddy. I mean, that's gross and weird.
I mean, it is awkward.
He's a pastor, though.
Yeah, it's definitely awkward, but I think your dad's probably doing the right thing despite your past relationship with him, because he feels like there's a child involved. Does your dad know she's pregnant?
Yes, he does.
So he knows, and he's trying to help out this, you know, potentially young couple.
He's trying to do what's right.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, Burt Show. Hello.
Hey, I wanted to come in on a girl who's just called in.
Bring it on.
Hey, I think that it's really none of her business. Her father's a pastor, and he's doing his job.
I don't know, man. I think it makes it her business because she does have the connection here.
You're right. I mean, he's her father, but still, he is the pastor of the church, and that young man has attended that church for all this time, mm-hmm. and he's his pastor, and he's just going to him for information and try to get, I guess, a better clear view on what's going on, and he's trying to marry somebody and do the right thing. It's really none of her business.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, that's why I just say that you got to tell your dad that you just don't want to be there.
Well, I would agree with that, but he hasn't been to church in over a year.
Who? The boyfriend?
Yeah, the pastor's probably been there once or twice.
Is this more of a spiritual judgment that you're making, too? Because you've now said he hasn't been in church in the past year and they should go to the Justice of the Peace instead of at church.
No. She's using...
She doesn't want him to get married.
She's using God to be the reason that she doesn't want him to do it, but she's saying, I don't think it should be in front of a place of God.
I don't think that they shouldn't get married in a church. By all means, if they go somewhere, then get married in a church. But
it's like he's falling back
on a pastor that he hasn't even been around in like over a year, really, probably a year and a half or 2 years. And just because my dad is the pastor of that church doesn't mean he necessarily has to marry everybody who comes through. That's not his job.
All right, hold on one second here, Laura, because a whole bunch of people are lining up to talk to you. Some got your back on this, many don't. All right, so Laura here is concerned that her dad is going to be officiating the wedding of her ex. She's making a whole bunch of, like, personal statements, though, like, the woman that's getting married really doesn't want to get married, and she feels like her dad is kind of pushing her into it because she's pregnant. That's one angle on the whole thing. So should she stay out of it? Because professionally, this is what her dad does. Or should she be invested in it because it's her ex we're talking about?
This is The Burt Show.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle. Because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Ben, I've been reflecting a lot lately on how many big life moments our listeners have experienced with us.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
They've watched us go from dating shows to engagements, weddings, babies, buying homes. Every stage comes with new decisions.
The milestones are the fun part, but the planning is where things get real.
That's why Klarna stands out. Klarna gives people smarter tools to help manage everyday money with flexible ways to pay, cash back that builds automatically, everything in one place, and support that makes everyday decisions feel less overwhelming.
Since life moves so fast, the right tools can help you feel more confident. Download the Klarna app today or visit Klarna.com to learn more.
California resident loans made or arranged pursuant to a California finance law license. NMLS number 1353190. Klarna balance account required to be eligible for cashback points. Limitations, terms, and conditions apply.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
You're on The Burt Show.
Mm-hmm. Jen Hobby, where are we right now with Laura, who was on The Voice Disguiser?
Laura has called us because, now let me see if I can get this all straight. Her former hookup booty call for years and years and years has now gotten another girl pregnant, and they are going to get married. Mm-hmm. But she's upset because the former booty call hookup boyfriend guy has asked her father, who is a preacher, to marry the new couple. Mm-hmm. She also plays the piano in the church and is afraid that on their wedding day, she's going to have to play the piano for her former boyfriend and his new knocked-up girlfriend.
Because it would be a ceremony that would just kind of be impromptu after a church service is the reason she would
she
be
she could play whatever song she wanted, though.
Did I get all of that? I forget anything.
Yeah, you got
I think that
was right. Okay. Bert's not paying attention.
But she could play any song she wanted. Like, that's the beauty of the whole thing. Like, she could break into paparazzi or something. She doesn't have to play.
She really has control of the situation.
Come here, rude boy. Let me get it up.
Hey, Jessica, good morning. You're on The Burt Show. Hi.
I'm in love.
Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning. I just think this caller needs to grow up.
Grow
like,
up.
She doesn't want this man. She's told her parents that, but she doesn't want anyone else to have him either.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think she's just mad she's losing a booty call after 10 years. I think if it's something you're used to, you don't want to lose that.
Laura, let's be honest with each other here. You still have feelings for dude, right?
Well, to some degree, yes. But honestly, it's not about him getting married. If he wants to get married, that's fine. But don't ask my dad to do it.
Then who should he ask? I mean, he knows your dad. He knows your dad's a pastor. That's the only church he knows. I mean, it's...
Well, I mean, he's been gone for a year and a half. And if he hasn't met anybody since then, tell somebody to go online. And whatever you do online to married people, you can. I've seen it on TV. I'm sure you can.
Go online.
Must be true. I've seen it on TV. What's up, Wendy?
No, I just think it's weird for him to go online, but it's the only pastor he knows. So, I mean, I know it's you said it's only been a year, but if he goes and asks somebody else, it'll be like they don't even know each other at all. So it's just been a year break. Not, I don't know you at all.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you.
Even still, I mean.
You're just finding reasons. Come on, you still have feelings for me. Don't want him to get married.
No, I mean, it's really fine that he's getting married. The point is my dad. I mean, I don't want my dad to do it.
Why?
And. Why?
Give point blank reason why your dad shouldn't officiate this.
Because I've slept with him, and that is weird.
Not the father again. We're talking about
the
ex.
No, not
the
father.
The booty call.
You're really bad at transitions, but that's okay, Laura. We're,
so, is it possible? Like, how many guys would you have to eliminate from your dad officiating their wedding for this same reason? I mean, is this the?
Well, my dad doesn't know anybody else. I mean. I keep my life very private, and he's the one place where, you know, the crossover person.
Does your, I guess the question is, or what you're saying is, your dad is absolutely 100% certain that you slept with this guy.
We're talking to Laura here, who, she has a booty call, and booty call now is getting married to another woman. And Laura's father has been asked to officiate the wedding by booty call dude. Mm-hmm. And Laura's got a problem with it. The easy answer here, let me try to find one of these calls with the easy answer, because there's a mature answer here. And generally, this show never errs on the side of maturity. But why don't you just talk to your dad about it and just say, look, this is a dude. You don't have to define your relationship. You don't have to tell him that he's the guy that you used to call at 2 in the morning. But why can't you just say, we used to go out, and I'm not comfortable with you doing this, and I don't want to be at the wedding?
I guess that's what I'm going to have to do.
It's crazy because... talk.
I mean, yeah. Your father has already accepted this challenge, and I think Jen had brought it up earlier because, I mean, he's trying to do the right thing because there is a child involved. Mm-hmm. So he feels more of a responsibility, I think, to the child in this situation. But he is aware that this is a boyfriend that you've been with, So, like I said earlier, just I don't want to be there, Dad. Let me know when it's happening. I don't want to be there. And then, you know, let it go.
Good morning, Burt Show. Who is this?
Hi, this is Cara.
Carla, you were ready to go from the gate, weren't you? Like, let me get to that girl.
Yeah. Well, I just had a few things to say. I wanted to let her know that she will eventually resent her father if this thing does go through and she doesn't address it and she has to be a participant, or if not she's a participant, she'll still resent him eventually.
Now, why would she, if he doesn't have all the facts, though, then why would she resent her dad?
Because, I mean, subconsciously she'll begin to feel like he placed her in a really awkward scenario, and she didn't have the leeway to provide him with all the facts. So, I mean, subconsciously, she will begin to resent him because she's going to feel like he could have been the one to prevent it.
What facts doesn't he have? He knows who this guy is. She said that they actually brought him to see her one time. So he knows how serious they had been at one time.
But he doesn't realize how much Laura really doesn't want him to officiate the whole thing.
Right.
So why would she hold any kind of resentment against Dad if Dad doesn't have all the facts?
Because she's a woman and she's going to expect Dad to read her mind.
Oh, okay.
Well, I mean,
she's a woman. All right, end of conversation.
Right, but Dad already knows their exes, so I mean, there is, you know, I mean, it is awkward. It is an awkward situation. I'll give you that.
Here's Lynn.
I agree with Bert. You've got to go and talk to him about it, give him all the facts, and allow him to make the decision from there.
Here's Linda. Good morning, Linda. You're on the Bert Show. Hello.
Good morning, Bert Show. How are y'all?
Good. Great, thank
good.
You.
Good. I think the boyfriend is doing this as payback because he knows it's going to eat at her as much as it would him because they're no longer together.
Linda, you're thinking like a woman. You're thinking like a woman. You're not thinking
like
a dude.
I know.
You think dudes don't do that. We don't think we're not that complicated. We're not that calculated. You're putting a woman's thoughts
dumb?
Into the actions.
They're not that's thinkers.
That's your ex-girlfriend's father.
We're just lazy, man. We just don't calculate like that.
Maybe he never considered her a girlfriend though.
Oh.
Oh.
Damn. Yeah.
A dagger.
Damn.
Wendy, the deliverer of the dagger.
Laura, does that make any sense to you? Like, he doesn't value this relationship as much as you do because you're the booty call. You're the physical one. So he's thinking, she's not going to care. It's just a piece of booty in the middle of the night.
Well, I would think that, except the piece of paper that had all the potential dates written down was in his handwriting. And one of them was not on a weekend day, but it was totally on my birthday. And my birthday was... it was on the back of a bulletin, and my birthday was like right above where he had written it.
What are you talking about?
Oh, so you think because he didn't select your birthday as one of the dates he could get married, that means he still has feelings for you?
No, he did. Like he wrote the dates that were listed on the back of the bulletin, which I'm sure was just laying in the church because he hadn't been there forever. But one of them was my birthday.
Okay.
One of them was my parents' anniversary.
Okay.
And then, like, every Sunday from this coming Sunday until, like, beginning of August.
Okay, you know what? Just to cut this short, let's just cut right to the chase here. What did you want the Burt Show community to say to you?
She wanted us to read her mind and deliver that news back to her.
Just tell us, what did you want affirmed this morning? Like, what do you want to do with the whole situation?
Well, I think what y'all have said, that I need to talk to my dad. Like, I wasn't sure if I should really talk to him about it or just suck it up. But I think now I need to definitely... confront my dad and say, I don't want you to do this.
And don't use words like confront because you're not like confronting him.
Well, yeah.
You're expressing how you feel.
Yeah.
And I think for the most part, ladies, if you're questioning, should I suck it up or should I say something? You know what? Say something. Because I don't think many women can suck it up without expressing how they feel.
Put your big girl panties on.
But without being resentful. And you have to, learn to express yourself.
Go talk to your daddy.
Will do.
All right, Laura.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
What do you call your father when he's a father? You call him father,
name? I don't know.
Lover boy.
He's not a priest. He's a pastor.
That was a pretty easy answer. Women seek drama. Dudes avoid drama. Women seek out drama.
No, this
Have
drama
the talk
was
with
presented.
Your dad.
It's not, no,
this
it's
drama
not.
Was presented. She just needed a little help and a little nudge in that direction. She wasn't creating it.
She was.
No,
she
created
just go to her dad,
itself.
Man. It's over.
She
it
was,
created itself.
She thought she was creating drama by going to the father.
Right. What? Women are nuts.
Whatever. Right. I'm allergic to nuts.
Men are allergic to nuts.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste. So here's a little taste of all the delicious possibilities. juicy, hand-picked heirloom tomatoes, seared certified Angus steak over aged cheddar mashed potatoes, or how about fresh dough stretched by hand for every house-made pizza? Is your mouth watering yet? From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Ben, I've been reflecting a lot lately on how many big life moments our listeners have experienced with us.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
They've watched us go from dating shows to engagements, weddings, babies, buying homes. Every stage comes with new decisions.
The milestones are the fun part, but the planning is where things get real.
That's why Klarna stands out. Klarna gives people smarter tools to help manage everyday money with flexible ways to pay, cash back that builds automatically, everything in one place, and support that makes everyday decisions feel less overwhelming.
Since life moves so fast, the right tools can help you feel more confident. Download the Klarna app today or visit Klarna.com to learn more.
California resident loans made or arranged pursuant to a California finance law license. NMLS number 1353190. Klarna balance account required to be eligible for cashback points. Limitations, terms, and conditions apply.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
The Bird Show.
Sanjay Gupta is on hold right now. And I want you guys to try to keep this professional.
What? You're saying it's our fault?
I want you guys to try and keep this professional. Every time he's on, you guys make it uncomfortable.
That's your creepy. It's your creepy?
It's not that I'm creepy. It's just that we've got a friendship. And but when he's on the radio, what he likes to do is keep it on a professional level.
Okay.
So that's what I like to do also. So I hope that you guys respect that again today.
You're weird.
Define friendship.
We're just getting weirder.
Is he hearing this?
Define friendship?
Define y'all's friendship.
Oh, okay. No.
When you say friendship.
No, right. If he's listening, no. Just
let me define friendship for you then. Before we get him on and I have to turn on the professional Bert.
Okay.
I have a strip of photos on my refrigerator that we took in one of those photo booths.
Oh, no. Don't make us guilty.
Together.
You know what? Bert,
does he know about these? No. Does he know about the strip?
Bert Show listeners, don't make us guilty by association.
It was a great day. We spent a whole day at Dave and Buster's together, and we went go-kart racing together.
That's cute.
And we went into the photo booth, and he was making all these odd faces, and I've got that whole strip of pictures on my refrigerator.
Was it him or the cardboard cutout?
See, again, you're making it weird.
You have a cardboard cutout of Sanjay Gupta in your office.
You gave that to me.
And Wendy's the one making it weird. I didn't cut the hole in it.
I didn't cut a hole in it. And now he's listening. Now it's going to be awkward. Can we put it to the side and just pretend this never happened?
Please.
And let's keep it professional, Melissa?
Let's please do.
Yeah, I'm the weird one on the show.
That just got creepy.
I mean, the whole world respects Dr. Gupta. Why can't we?
I do. Tremendously. Good morning, Dr. Gupta. How are you this morning?
Hey, I'm doing great. You still have the other half of that charm bracelet?
No, I didn't think that. I thought
it on my neck right now. I'm talking about the other half of it.
Yeah, and I know this could get strange, but remember when I took that vial of blood from you and I started wearing it around my neck also? It still sits there as well, so everything's good with me.
Yeah, last time I was on the show, you guys were so serious. I was worried. I thought maybe something had gone wrong with you.
But I think we were talking about a serious topic, weren't we?
No, I know. I mean, we always keep it real, but, you know, we got the friendship and can have a little fun.
Yeah, well, and again, it's a fine line you and I walk because as best friends, I don't want that to translate on the radio because...
Oh, come on. Talking too long, Bert.
Sometimes the waters can get murky, so I try to keep it professional. That's all I'm saying.
Hey, so Father's Day is coming up.
I don't even want to talk about Father's Day. First, I want to talk about Jen, and she looks at peanut allergies a little strangely. And we thought that maybe you could clarify this for her because she made some statements yesterday that frankly upset a lot of Burt Show listeners.
Well, I don't know what statements they were. I just don't get it, this widespread peanut allergy now, because it seems like it's so different from when I was a kid growing up or when most of us in here were growing up, where you were raised on peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, and now schools have to be nut-free and nobody's allowed to bring PB&Js to school and all that kind of stuff. I just don't understand why nut allergies are so widespread now and they weren't back maybe just even 10 years ago.
But isn't the truth that, right, like, the underlying theme here, Jen, for you is that you think that parents are a little paranoid about it, like over-the-top paranoid about it?
Well, I think that once parents discover a nut allergy in their kids, they definitely are. But I think, I mean, I'm surprised at this whole nut allergy phenomenon, really, is what it is.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I've done a lot of reporting on this, and I think in part you're right. I mean, I think that there is a higher sense of a paranoia about all sorts of things nowadays compared mm-hmm. to when we were kids. I mean, you name it, right? Playing outside, types of foods we eat, everything. There's also this idea that there's this thing called the hygiene hypothesis, that we just keep our kids so clean nowadays, don't expose them to things. And whenever you get exposed to various things in the environment, your body's immune system sort of builds up and mm-hmm. can fight things off better. But mm-hmm. because we don't do that, what would otherwise be a less harmful allergy, like something to peanuts or something, becomes a much bigger allergy because they've never seen peanuts before. And all of a sudden, the first time they see it, the allergy just kicks into overdrive and can be really problematic. Mm-hmm. And then we probably diagnose these more than ever before as well. But, you know, you're absolutely right. I mean, if you go to schools, you go in the kitchens, anything with peanuts, they're going to cook in a different part of the kitchen. They're not going to use the same utensils, all that sort of stuff, because of this very thing. On airplanes, you know, even opening up peanuts, there have been studies show that some guy opens up peanuts in row 16A, in seat 16A, and the guy in seat 20E, it can be affected by it. So some airplanes have they don't even let you have peanuts on airplanes. That's why you get pretzels or mixed things instead of the peanuts nowadays. So you're right. That's right.
Now, Dr. Gupta, that fascinates me. I've never known a food allergy to be airborne. So, I mean, just what you touched upon, the thing about peanuts as opposed to, I mean, you talk about kids not being exposed to things as much anymore, but it just seems that it's only peanuts that we're hearing about, and I've never heard of smelling a peanut causing you to have an allergic reaction.
Yeah, it's very rare. I mean, I haven't actually seen it either, but they're working on this idea that even if there's a remote possibility, they're just going to, you know, quash it. So, mm-hmm. you know, that peanut dust gets into the air. Someone breathes it in. Could that be a problem? You know, we're not going to take the chance. Let's just not even go there. That's sort of the thinking, I think.
Yeah, I was
really,
telling,
really protective, precautionary.
I was telling these guys yesterday that the school that my kids go to can't have peanuts in the school whatsoever because there's one child at the school that has an intense peanut allergy, and if it goes airborne, man, I mean, he's in bad, bad shape. So they got to keep all peanuts out of the school.
It's just sad because that affects every other kid in the school.
Robbing him of his youth.
One kid, you know what I mean? Maybe I should change my thought on homeschooling for that one peanut kid.
You know. Well, I was trying to think. So I have a 5-year-old, a 3-year-old, and a 1-year-old. And my wife is, you know, she was really adamant about when we could start giving them peanut butter. Because, you know, my oldest one loves peanut butter now. Uh-huh. I can't remember what age we started. I think it was after one mm-hmm. that we let them have peanuts. And I'm not sure if there's a hard and fast rule about that. But, you know, three kids in the house, you know, here, Soleil, my youngest, try a bite of my peanut butter jam sandwich. It's just, you know, stuff like that's gonna happen from time to time, and our kids have turned out just fine.
Sanjay Gupta from CNN joining us on the Burt Show this morning. Okay, the special that you have coming up, I think on Saturday, right in time for Father's Day. This, yep. I'm telling you right now, I'll give you the mascara alert because this thing is probably going to bring tears to your eyes.
Well, you know, I'll tell you guys that the show has a happy ending, which I wasn't sure of when I started working on this, you know, almost a year ago. And I was very, it does get you a little choked up. And in short, it's a 45-year-old man, perfectly healthy, prime of his life. He's a writer. He's got twin girls. He's living the dream, living large. And then he has an abnormal blood test on a routine physical that all his doctors tell him not to worry about. They don't think it's anything important. Yeah, just get it followed up. He follows it up. It's still high, this abnormal lab value. And long story short, it ends up, you know, being a diagnosis of osteosarcoma, which is a rare cancer and an especially rare in someone of that age. It usually occurs in kids. And everything that he hears and that he's reading about, he thinks he's going to die. And so right away, he's like, oh, my God, you know, I had my whole life planned out. I had all these things I wanted to do. I got these girls. I wanted to raise them. I had my plans on how, you know, what I was going to do for them. And I'm not going to get to do those things anymore. So what he starts to do is form this council of fathers who can essentially be his voice after he's gone. Teach them, his daughters, the things that he wouldn't be able to. And that was sort of, it's a tearjerk. I'm not, you know, I get kind of choked up. It's hard to talk about. I'll tell you, you know, a little bit of a spoiler alert, but he does well. He ends up beating the cancer, and he's around, and, you know, he's a large part of the show, obviously. But I think that the part of the thing that really appealed to me was this idea that, you know, nowadays, if you look at families, we're raising these family units. We become so increasingly isolated. A single parent or two parents raising a kid, typically in most households, you don't have the large families or in you know, ancient times where you had communities really raising the kids of the community. Parents helped, but it was the community as a whole that really raised parents. And now we've become increasingly isolated. And what Bruce, who's the 45-year-old guy, did, and what I think one of the messages I took out was that, are there communities that really help raise our kids, teach them things that maybe we wouldn't have even taught them, expose them to all sorts of different things? I found that really interesting, and that he was able to find six guys that knew him so well. None of them are family members. None of them are guys that he could work with. So, Bert, you couldn't pick Jeff or vice versa. And you find six guys in your life where you're that close to that could do that for you. And I thought that was fascinating.
What an honor.
It is. Right. Yeah. Now, these were all fathers, or were these guys, some of these guys, single also, that just could pass something positive onto their children, or all these men had to be fathers?
Nope, they did not have to be fathers. Huh. A couple of them are not fathers. They're just really close friends of Bruce, who had a particular part of the relationship with Bruce. You know, they had something about their relationship with Bruce that was really specific that Bruce wanted to impart on his children. So one of the guys, for example, is a poet named Josh Ramos, who you know, Bruce is a writer. He's an author of books, and so is Josh. And he really wanted Josh to pass on the love of writing to his kids, and this idea that you can dream through your books. And you know, Bruce travels all over the world to write his books. He writes books about religion. He retraced Moses' steps. He does all kinds of things like that. Josh is sort of that same kind of guy, a world traveler who writes for various magazines about travel and all stuff like that. And he wanted that sort of dream aspect to be passed down through Josh.
It's a fascinating story. Now, is this told retrospectively, or do the cameras go with him as he goes to ask these other fathers to help him out?
We go with him as he asks
wow.
the father.
Wow.
And it's
cool.
A touching moment, because some of these fathers don't know exactly what's going on. They've heard that Bruce is not, you know, that he's sick and that he's, you know, he looks sick. He's lost all this weight. He doesn't look well. He's been basically, you know, sort of sequestered in his home in New York. And then he shows up. Like, for example, one of the guys, Jeff Dollar, lives in Vermont. He's a farmer in Vermont. And he was someone that Bruce knew when he was a kid. And they're very close. And Bruce literally shows up on his Vermont farm, and Jeff's excited to see him, you know, big hugs and everything. And then they sit down at this table, and Bruce basically says, look, I want to read you this letter that I wrote to you. I was going to send it, but I thought it was better that I just come to you in person and read it. And he reads this letter that basically says, as you know, I'm sick. I have this thing. It doesn't look great. The odds aren't in my favor. And so here's what I'm asking you to do. I'm asking you to step in and be my voice after I'm gone. And Jeff, as you might imagine, he's overcome with at first disbelief and then just total grief about the whole thing. But then, you know, he understands what he's being asked and says, of course I'll do this, you know. And one of the guys that he asks says no. He says, I'm not going to do this.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Because... Yeah, because since I do this, I've accepted what you're telling me.
Ah, that you're
accepted. Wow. That. So, you know, it was some of these guys had lost their own fathers, and they lost their own fathers young, and they really, I think it was emotional for them because they kind of wished that they still had their father's voices in their heads to help raise them as they were growing up as well. And they didn't have that. So, you know, it is a concept that, you know, I thought about as well. I imagine you guys are sitting here listening to this. Mm-hmm. Maybe you think about it as well. Bruce was faced with a diagnosis, so he had this time to prepare. But one of the things he said to me, because I have three daughters around the same ages as his, he said, look, you know, I mean, the reality is it could happen to us at any time. I mean, he goes, Sanjay, you're off in war zones fighting all the, I mean, you know, seeing these gunfights all the time. You know, something could happen to you. And have you thought about this sort of thing? And the reality is most of us don't. We simply don't want to go there in our own minds, emotionally or whatever. And it's a tough thing to do, but you know, it's an important thing to do as well.
Well, to save the awkward moment that we could have in the future, I just want to let you know when you do call me and you ask me if I want to be on this council for your children, that you know the answer is going to be yeah, right?
Wait, is this Bird or Jeff?
Hey, it sounds like a great special. Again, it is on Saturday night. It is at 8 o'clock, and it's called Dads for My Daughters.
Dads for My Daughters.
I got that right. Okay.
Hey, Dr. Gupta, just a quick question because
apology.
I'll email that later.
What do you mean?
But Bert just passed around a couple days ago, like one of those, you know, post-traumatic injury care forms, and he said no matter what happens to him, you have to give him mouth-to-mouth.
Why are you making it weird?
Before we pull the plug.
Sanjay, I'll let you go. I'm sorry.
Do you have
if I'm in China or something? It's going to be a long flight, but I'll be there. I'll fly in.
Of course you would.
Bert will wait.
And I know that, and I already know the answer to this question, but next time we have you on, will you come in studio? You can say no.
Absolutely. Yeah, I want to come hang out with you guys. I want to see the cardboard cut out and, you know, put the charms together, the whole thing. It'll be fun.
Cool, and I live right down the road, so if you want to crash the night before.
Oh,
and
thanks for calling. Dr. Gupta, thank you so much. Thank you so much for coming out with us, Dr.
Sanjay.
Gupta.
Dr.
Gupta Bert.
I'll talk to you later today. Bye-bye.
on TV, when you're looking at me.
Love you.
Get it. The Bert Show.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste. So here's a little taste of all the delicious possibilities. Juicy, hand-picked heirloom tomatoes. Seared certified Angus steak over aged cheddar mashed potatoes. Or how about fresh dough, stretched by hand for every house-made pizza? Is your mouth watering yet? From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Ben, I've been reflecting a lot lately on how many big life moments our listeners have experienced with us.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
They've watched us go from dating shows to engagements, weddings, babies, buying homes. Every stage comes with new decisions.
The milestones are the fun part, but the planning is where things get real.
That's why Klarna stands out. Klarna gives people smarter tools to help manage everyday money with flexible ways to pay, cash back that builds automatically, everything in one place, and support that makes everyday decisions feel less overwhelming.
Since life moves so fast, the right tools can help you feel more confident. Download the Klarna app today or visit Klarna.com to learn more.
California resident loans made or arranged pursuant to a California finance law license. NMLS number 1353190. Klarna balance account required to be eligible for cashback points. Limitations, terms, and conditions apply.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
The Bert Show.
Oprah Winfrey was in town yesterday at the Ron Clark Academy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Ron Clark Academy here in Atlanta. Of course, Ron Clark had works with disadvantaged youth. He had started in Harlem, and now he brought it to Atlanta. And it gives the students opportunities for travel internationally and for the arts. And, of course, they had were made famous to a lot of people at the time of the elections because, you know, they were basically mm-hmm. the students mm-hmm. that told people it doesn't matter who you vote for, just vote. So, you know, he's a big deal here in Atlanta. Had a movie with Matthew Perry that started as him. So, yeah, so he's always fundraising here in Atlanta.
This is a piece from 11 Alive on the Ron Clark Academy that graduation that happened yesterday for 20 students. Listen to this lineup, y'all.
It hits home early.
How you doing?
It hits home when Grammy Award winner Yolanda Adams comes out to sing 15 minutes into graduation, an eighth grade graduation. It hits home with memories of how this school became an asbestos-laden factory turned into the Ron Clark Academy, a middle school for teachers with innovation and students of all backgrounds who in just 3 years have toured six continents and become sensations. It hits home when their biggest supporter shows up at graduation.
Please welcome Miss Oprah Winfrey! RCA!
And talks about a man in Ron Clark who's affected her as much as she's affected him.
From the very first time I met him, I knew that he had something special going on.
This school has become an awfully big deal. And mostly that hits home when a few others take the stage. The students.
Promise that you will love, learn, and never put forth anything less than your very best.
Remember, these are eighth graders.
September 4th, 2007. It's a day that we shall all remember.
With command, charisma, and confidence for miles.
You nurtured, you cared, and you protected that seed. And now, standing before you, the beautiful flowers created in your image.
And as they receive their diplomas, minutes after being serenaded by boys to men, mind you.
Wow. 20 kids.
Wow.
It hits home. Pride in kids you don't even know. Faith in what they could do as adults. On this night, as usual, Oprah said it best.
I love this phrase, and I share this with you. Your future is so bright, it burns my eyes.
It's from 11 Alive. So 20 cool. kids graduating from Ron Clark Academy, right? All right, we've got 30 seconds to tell you that today is the last day that you can get your stuff in for the Oprah Winfrey Show. We want to help you with this.
Yeah, Oprah Winfrey is casting. You can get your own show on the Oprah Winfrey Network, OWN. And we've gotten emails. We know a bunch of people are already hustling, trying to get it done, trying to get their video in, trying to get their votes counted. Mm-hmm. People planning on going to the auditions, which I think are Friday, this coming Friday. Well, here's what we want to do. We've got access to a pretty good videographer who helps Jen Hobby out every week, and some makeup people and some hair people, and we want to help you put together a video. So go to thebertshow.com for all the details on how we can help you.
Hey, The Bert Show.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better, and that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
There's a fire inside you you can't ignore. Stand still, not a chance. You're a lifelong learner who's come this far. Now, we're here to help you keep going further. Capella University, what can't you do? Visit capella.edu to learn more.